Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas, and welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Carol Schock. Carol founded the Detroit Children's Choir in 2006. Carol is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Carol, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What an honor.
Carol, tell us about the Detroit Children's Choir.
Well, the Detroit Children's Choir came about because of, actually, I was inspired by the Chicago Children's Choir, which is now in its 54th year and serves 3,000 children within the Chicago metropolitan area through their program. But they actually inspired me through a performance. And as I was watching these young people, I just said to myself, wow, you know, we need this. We really need this in the city of Detroit. And I wondered, why was it that we didn't have our own major children's choir program in a city like this where music has been so much a part of our heritage? It's a big part of who we are. And what are we doing for our children now? So I did a little bit of research over about a year and a half period of time, just talking to people that were involved in music education and other forms of the arts and trying to figure out what had happened. And there had been other attempts made, but nothing along the scale that I was really thinking of. And I really based this whole model on the Chicago Children's Choir model, which has like a tiered system of we can go into schools if schools would like to have us, administrators that have that value the arts and would like to see a Detroit Children's Choir led program in their school. They can get in touch with us and set up that kind of a program in their school. And we do hope that's where we reach the most children, because that we can go where they are. And parents don't have that big obstacle of getting them to us. So, and that is a big obstacle in our town. So that's one reason why I thought that level was very important. And then we have neighborhood choirs, just like Chicago. We're building that system. We currently have three neighborhood choirs, one in southwest Detroit, one in Youthville in the New Center area, and the other one on the east side at Gratiot and 6 Mile at the Matrix Center. So that's the second tier. And then the third tier in the Chicago Children's Choir is actually a concert choir, which is world-renowned. I mean, they travel internationally. They sing with the symphony, the opera, and so forth. They are really at they're a professional-level choir, but they're all young people from the ages of 9 to 18. So right now we do not have that level yet, but we do have a touring choir, and that's our only truly auditioned group. And that group goes around and sings all over the metropolitan Detroit area and does special projects and things like that. And they rehearse pretty much year-round. So that was a long answer to a short question, but that's how it all got started. And when people ask me, where do we rehearse? Well, we rehearse in a lot of places, and we reach, last year, we had about 200-plus children involved in our organization.
Wow. How many children are part of the touring choir?
Well, the touring choir, right now, there are about 21 children in that group, and we auditioned in May for this coming season, which would be the 2011-12 season. And for the second time, actually, we opened our auditions to children from all over the metro area, in addition to the ones that were already in our school and neighborhood choirs. So we have a nice, really, now we're starting to build a much more diverse group. And again, that's one of our goals, really, is to bring together the 8 to 14-year-old young people from around the metropolitan region that represent all the diversity that we have, and really have that be the face of Detroit through the touring choir and through all of our choirs, really. But the touring choir is the melting pot, really, hopefully.
So it sounds like, really, you had to start from the very beginning and just basically like a grassroots organization and just say, hey, I would like to start a choir, and you just went to different schools and started gathering children together.
Pretty much. What I had to do, because I really didn't have a major career here in the Detroit area, people did not know me husband and I have been overseas for a number of years with our family, and when I came back and I saw this need, I really did have to go to the grassroots level because no one knew me. So I did actually speak to some groups to try and see where I could get in to a school, because obviously a school has to invite you in, and they have to trust you to work with their children. So actually, the first school that we worked in was in 2006 was Carstens Elementary School, which unfortunately is being closed now. But they were the absolute first school, and then it kind of ballooned over there in the 48215 zip code area. We had Nichols and Guyton, and you know, none of those schools exist anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we also started, we had a collaborative effort with another arts organization, which is wonderful in Detroit, named Living Arts. And Living Arts is in Southwest Detroit, and we did a music camp or an arts camp with them the summer of 2006, and kind of got the ball rolling in Southwest Detroit by partnering with them. They do primarily focused on dance. And so we had a really cool two-week camp there. So we started our first neighborhood choir in Southwest Detroit, and we started our first, you know, school choir over on the east side, and it's just been kind of ballooning as people hear about it, and administrators talk to administrators, and the next thing you know, we get into another school. That's how kind of how that, it, yes, very grassroots.
Now, Carol, you've been nominated because you basically have touched the lives of more than 1,000 Detroit children. What kind of reaction do you get from the administrators, teachers, and the parents when they see what you're able to do with these children and their talents?
Yeah, that's a good one. Boy, I have had wonderful, wonderful responses from administrators, teachers, and parents about the all kinds of aspects of the growth on the children's part. And music is almost a byproduct in a way, because it's a vehicle to being able to teach these kids some self-confidence, discipline, team building, community building, just cultural understanding. There are so many parts of being in a choir that build a child to the point where they can actually feel like a citizen of the world instead of being in their own little tiny community or home where they don't see anything beyond that. This is just such a great opportunity to open their eyes. And that's the kind of thing that we're hearing from parents and teachers and administrators, just the confidence level, the way the children present themselves after they've been in the choir for a while. They stand up straighter, they speak out more in class, their presentations are much stronger when they have to do a class presentation and things like that, just because they are used to standing in front of a crowd. They know how to speak clearly, lots of things like that.
The other incredible thing about you, Carol, is that you are a talented musician yourself, and you could have chosen to do anything when you came back from being overseas with your family, but you decided to not spend as much time on yourself, but to reach out and try to take your talent and help other people, and that's incredible.
Well, you know, it's just children are a passion of mine, you know, obviously. I get so much joy from them, and the music is a passion, too, so to bring those things together and to have the opportunity to work in a place like Detroit where there is so much, it's such a rich place when it comes to, like you said, talents, and it's to be able to cultivate that, there's so much reward in that. I love singing myself, and I do sing professionally, but, you know, that's only, I kind of do that when I have time, because the kids really do come first, and I adore them. I was just, you know what, last night we went to a Tiger game together. There were 70 of us that went to the Tiger game, and family members and children, and I just had so much fun seeing those children having a good time. That to me is worth the price of whatever I do.
Well, congratulations. It was nice talking to you and getting to know you a little bit, Carol.
Well, it was a pleasure to speak with you, and I do hope that people in your audience look us up. We do have a website, DetroitChildrensChoir.org, and we also have a Facebook page, and we just really want to reach all of the children in the city of Detroit and the whole metropolitan region. We really want to reach all the ones that would love to come and sing with us. As I said, we're open to everyone. In fact, we have a new little tagline. It's Detroit Children's Choir. Here, any child can find their voice.
Oh, that's wonderful. Special thanks to Carol Schock, founder of the Detroit Children's Choir. I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead on WJR.com.